Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's boys varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Gabe Albert, Kyle Stauffer, and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Eli, as we get set here for the third boys Lowell basketball game. It'll be their first home game, and now, Trey, can you give us the away starting lineups?
Yes, I can. Starting at 6'2" for the Covenant Christian Chargers, number 2, Nathan Kirkstra. At number 4, 5'10" guard, Jaden Bilsma. At number 23, the 6'2" Caleb Dykstra. Number 24, 6'5" Nick Oosterhaus. And finally, to round it out for the Covenant Christian Chargers, 6'7" forward, number 32, Ben Elzinga.
And for the Lowell Red Arrows today, it'll be the junior Morgan DeCavers, followed by William Morzinski, goes by Will. Durandon Baker, a sophomore, will start things out, along with number 22, Thomas Hayes, and the center, number 30, Ian Walters, those last two both being seniors.
Lowell debuting some new home jerseys, as we've seen here, as the girls also got new jerseys this season. As down to tip is Ian Walters with Ben Elzinga.
As 8 minutes are on the clock, jump is underway, and Ian Walters wins the tip back to Morgan DeCavers over Elzinga. Morgan will run the point today. He's dribbling it down on the far wing. He breaks out, goes back to the top of the key, comes down to the near side wing, drives down to the block, tries to get a shot, kicks it out to Mrozinski. Mrozinski gets it now. That was Baker with it. Mrozinski kicks it over to Hayes. Hayes for three on the far wing. Nothing but net. Starts us out 30 seconds into the game. Arrows up 3-0 as now at half court, DeCaver sets up to play defense as Dykstra now has it on the far wing. That is Osterhaus now at the point, down low in the paint for Elzinga. He'll get an easy two in the paint, and now it's 3-2. DeCavers brings it up with 50 seconds in.
Yeah, well, obviously 2-0 for a reason right now. Great passing the ball in their first possession, eventually leading to the three by Thomas Hayes.
As Baker has it, he gets a screen from Hayes and sets up now at the top of the key over to DeCavers on the far wing for three. Same spot, same shot. Morgan DeCavers follows Hayes with a three of his own. It's now 6-2 Arrows as Bilsma passes it over to Kirkstra. And now a near tip pass. Kirkstra gets it back over in the corner, far corner. He works it around over to Dykstra. Dykstra at the top of the key sets up. Thought about an attempted three from Bilsma. Bilsma gets it to the elbow. Deep three for Elzinga. Front iron. Gets it back, however, and kicks it out over to Bilsma in the near corner. Now Kirkstra at the near wing sets up. Doesn't make a move. Now he tries to press it on Mrozinski. Drives down there. Doesn't get the shot to fall. Kirkstra. Ian Walters with the rebound. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. A DeCavers pass is intercepted, and now going the other way is Elzinga. He gets it across. An attempted pass from Kirkstra hits the front iron, and a jump ball. It'll go in possession of Covenant Christian after this is the first jump ball. Tip was won by the Arrows, so the jump will go in favor of the team wearing black and yellow, Covenant Christian.
Lola started off this game really quick, flying off the ball, trying to get men open. Their defense playing very strong up to this point, too, as they now get a turnover after stepping out of bounds was Jane Bilsma.
Yeah, Bilsma tried to drive down into the paint, hit steps on the baseline when he goes to kick out the pass, and just too slow on it, as now DeCavers brings it up to the top of the key, drives down to the block, puts up a shot, goes off the back iron. Too much on that one. Still 6-2, 5:20 to play in the first quarter. As now holding onto it is Kirkstra on the far wing. Good defense from Mrozinski. Elzinga able to take it at the top of the key. The 6'7" senior drives down to the block, passes out of it, but the shot attempt is blocked. Osterhaus couldn't get it off, and now Mrozinski has it at the far wing. A tip pass as goes out on Thomas Hayes, they say. So Covenant Christian will walk this one up. That's Bylsma, passes over to Kirkstra.
As Joshua Walters goes down by the scorer's table, looking to check in at the next possible chance.
Elzinga, good pass to Dykstra on the cut, able to find an easy layup. It's now 6-4.
DeCavers is going to get it over the left side to Mrozinski. Now D-ing up on him, strong, is going to be Nathan Kirkstra.
A pass goes awry, ripped out by Osterhaus, but barely gets it away himself, as now Bylsma drives down to the block, puts up a layup attempt, can't get it to fall. Elzinga, the bigger man in the paint there for Christian, able to tip it out. Now holding onto it is Osterhaus, drives down into the paint, kicks it out over to Kirkstra. Kirkstra drives down to the block, a good pass, and finds Dykstra, puts up the shot, gets it to go. Ian Walters with the foul. It'll be an and-one opportunity for Covenant Christian, as that ties the game at 6-6 with 3:59 to go. It'll be Thomas Hayes that checks out for Joshua Walters. The and one is short. Able to get his own miss, though, there was Dykstra. And now good passing here. Gets it over to the far corner for Dykstra. He puts up a three. That's short. And now Joshua Walters with the rebound. Gives it to DeCavers. DeCavers behind the back at the stripe. Half court stripe there. Gets it over into the corner. Mrozinski fakes it. Puts up a pop-up jumper from just outside the paint. Doesn't get it to fall. Still tied at 6, 3:30 to play now. As once again, Bylsma running the offense for Covenant Christian. A pass to the near wing for three, in and out on the Dykstra shot. And over the back will be called on number 23, Joshua Walters.
As checking in now for Covenant Christian is going to be Evan Pipe for the starting Nathan Kirkstra. Pipe coming in, he's going to be on Mrozinski. He's going to be his assignment to start off his first few minutes.
Elzinga passes it at the last second. Looked like he was about to step out at the baseline, able to kick it out to the top of the key, and now gets it back at the corner. His three-pointer's good. It's 6-9, Arrows trail now. After starting out up 6-2, it's been a seven-point run here for Covenant Christian.
Lowell's got to keep the energy up on defense. Can't get outplayed, moving too quick.
DeCavers tries to find Walters down low, not able to do so, as now a pass is intercepted the other way. And the shot from Baker, no good on the far wing for three. Still 6-9. As now Osterhaus in the paint gets it down to Elzinga, and now a foul is called, a blocking foul on Morgan DeCavers, his first. It's his third team foul for the Arrows.
As the Arrows trail 6-9 to Covenant Christian with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this first quarter.
As passing it in was Bylsma, it goes to Elzinga at the top of the key. Backed out to Pipe. Elzinga, the far wing, gets it down low to Osterhaus, a lot of contact on his layup attempt. He'll go to the line for two.
As looking to shoot once again is going to be Osterhaus. Foul on Durandon Baker, the sophomore, his first.
Set to check in now for the Arrows. As the first one misses, it'll be Thomas Hayes for Mrozinski, or Thomas Hayes for Walters, and Owen Newland for Mrozinski. As set to check in, Simon Brummel for Covenant Christian, as the second one is made. So Brummel will check in for Osterhaus now. Walters set to check this one into DeCavers. Now he sets up with 2:17, gets it over to Walters, back to DeCavers. Now has to pass it from the logo up to Walters at the top of the key. Thought about the pump fake from Hayes and gets it to DeCavers. DeCavers got it down low into the paint. Walters not able to do so, and now tripping as Dykstra with the ball gets it back to the arrows, and DeCavers puts up his second three that goes. It's now 10-9, Arrows trail. Covenant Christian, bringing it up is Evan Pipe to the far corner. Easy layup drive for Covenant Christian by Evan Pipe, working on Morgan DeCavers there. It's now a three-point game with a minute 30 to go, and Owen Newland not able to control the pass. And set for the open look there was Brummel, but instead they pass it out. It gets to Elzinga to drive into the paint, down to the block, and it is a foul called, missed shot. It'll be two free throws with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter.
That foul was on Ian Walters, the senior for the Arrows, as the first of two shots is Ben Elzinger. It does go, so it's now 13-9, as in the bonus now are the Chargers, as looking to check in for the first time this game is going to be Ben Bannon. He'll come into the game for Ian Walters, trying to avoid foul trouble.
As both free throws were made by Elsinga, it's now 14-9, a two-possession game. Hayes gets it over to Walters, who's behind the line still, behind the back, able to get it over to Hayes. Now Owen Newland sets up at the logo. Over to DeCavers on the far wing. Gets it to back to the top of the key to the near wing for Newland. Back to DeCavers on the far wing. Not a lot of movement off ball here. A screen set for DeCavers. His shot is long. Able to get the rebound is Newland. Not able to control it though. And now Bielsma. Layup no good. DeCavers good back. Working back. But now Owen Newland gets it stolen from behind. Elzinga gets the pass. A little lob, a little give and go. Throws the lob there was Evan Pipe. And Elzinga takes the little layup there for two. As Owen Newland gets a pass behind him from Walters. Able to control it, however. And now DeCavers gets it back. A catch and shoot is off the mark. And now kept alive by Ben Bannon. But it goes right to Ben Elzinga. As a travel is called just before he gets the pass off. So it'll be Arrows ball with 12.6 seconds to go in the quarter.
And checking in now is going to be Oliver Kuiper along with Aiden Van Dyke. Also coming into the game for the Arrows, coming back in, is going to be Durandon Baker for Owen Newland.
Quarter. Walters gets it for DeCavers now. He sets up at the top of the key, works down to the near elbow. His shot misses off the right iron, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. Arrows trail Covenant Christian 16-9 through the first quarter.
And now time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. Those were some of our platinum donors. Now, Kyle, so far after this game, Lowell started off the game pretty quick, moving very quick on offense up and down the court. And now at this point, I kind of think they're looking a little bit tired. Shot selection may not have been the wisest there towards the end of the first quarter, as Morgan DeCavers took quite a few shots there, put up a lot of three-pointers, as he only got two to fall.
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot of off-ball movement either, something we saw from the girls last week, which was their struggles as well. They just got to move more, get some cuts into the paint, get some easy looks down low. That's where the advantage has come so far. Covenant Christian getting down into the paint and taking advantage of some easy layups. That's what's given them this run of 14-3 to after those first two possessions put the Arrows up 9-2.
Yeah, it's coming into the game is going to be Ian Walters for younger brother Joshua Walters. Is Ian Walters very big rebounder for this Arrows team as it's shown so far up to this point in the game.
And speaking of Ian Walters, he gets it after a double team came on Thomas Hayes. Gets back out to Mrozinski at the top of the key. He drives down to the free throw stripe, puts up a long floater, doesn't get it to go. It goes off the back iron, and now Evan Pipe has it going the other way. A pump fake on the near wing from Brummel. He gets it out now, and it's back to Pipe at the logo. Aiden Van Dyke has it on the far wing. Back to Brummel. Brummel down to Pipe, and now into the paint for Osterhaus. His shot is off, and a rebound by Brummel. He puts up the putback, doesn't get it to go. Osterhaus with the putback, still hasn't fallen. Still in favor of Covenant. The three-pointer is off from Kirkstra, and it goes out of bounds in possession of the Arrows. So they'll get it with 6:59. That possession took about 30 seconds. They got four different shots in the paint. Another one open look at the three-point line and just can't get anything to fall.
Yeah, you can see where Covenant Christian thrives and dies there as very, very good offensive rebounds. As they got five in a row there after the four shots in the paint and then was unable to get anything to go even after the three-point shot.
As Baker just took a shot for the Arrows from the free throw stripe, it missed long, and now Brummel for three. That falls. It's now 19-9. Christian leads. Morgan starting to push the pace, going a little faster up the court, and now tried to cut down to the block. Didn't get the pass back from Baker as now it's tipped. Baker gets it back, however, and now Ian Walters drives into the paint. A kick out to Hayes. Hayes for three off the left side of the iron. As it's 6:07 to play, walking it up will be Pipe. Finds an open Osterhaus, gets an easy layup. It's now 21-9. As the Arrows walk it up, this time Morgan going a little slower. Now picks up the pace once he crosses the stripe, half court stripe there. Drives down into the paint, puts up a layup. It doesn't have enough to get over it. And now possession will remain with the Arrows as there were four different Covenant Christian guys in the paint there. Got tipped out, and now DeCavers will set up to inbound. You can tell he's a little tired there standing at the inbound. As he has yet to check out as now Joshua Walters has it. He kicks it out to Thomas Hayes for three. That one falls. It's now 12-21.
Yeah, Arrows Lowell getting it. Their first points there in about probably 7 minutes almost. As they did not score at all in almost that last half of the first quarter, and now it took 2.5 minutes to get some points on the board here.
Brummel drives down to the block. His shot is blocked by Thomas Hayes. He drove down from the near corner all the way down the baseline and into the paint just to find Thomas Hayes waiting for him to put the shot up, and that one gets blocked as now Bielsma will get set to inbound it.
Yeah, Thomas Hayes showing a little bit of emotion with that one too, staring the guy down after he blocked him. But emotion is a good thing, especially in these tight high school basketball games.
As Elzinga got the inbound, it's now back to Bielsma, down to Nathan Kirkstra at the near wing, drives down to the block. His layup is good. As now DeCavers pushes the pace, gives it over to Hayes at the near corner, drives down to the baseline, kicks it to DeCavers in the paint. Layup doesn't go. Three guys there for Covenant Christian to get the rebound, and it's Kirkstra that gets it. As now Osterhaus kicks it over to Bielsma for three. Wide open, no one's there, and that one falls. It's now 26-12 with 4:34 to go in the first half. Deep three from Hayes. It misses short, as that one was a quick shot on the far wing. Doesn't fall. It's now a good pass from Kirkstra. Drove down into the paint. Did Bielsma a good cut and gets the shot up. Walters fouls, and that's why that one doesn't fall. Otherwise, that was an easy 2 points. But instead, he'll have to earn these 2 points at the free throw stripe with 4:21 to play. He'll shoot two.
I think from what I've seen, Lowell needs to run a little bit more of off-ball movement, kind of run a few plays. If right now they're pretty much just running past the ball around, get open where you can, and take some catch and shoot shots.
Yeah, they're just not good looks either, as now Ben Bannon and Will Mrozinski will check in for Ian Walters and Durandon Baker. 0 for 1 this time around. The second shot in and out, but able to get the rebound is Osterhaus. Good box out on Bannon there, or on Walters there, and he takes the foul. That's his second. And now Osterhaus will shoot two at the stripe. This possession, four free throws here for Covenant Christian. This one also doesn't fall. 0 for 3 now. This time around. And finally gets one to fall. 1 for 4 this time down the court on free throws. Will Mrozinski gets it on the far wing on a long pass from DeCavers. He drives around, gets back to where he started at the far wing, backs up. Screen from Hayes, but Mrozinski fell, had to give it over to DeCavers. It's now to Hayes. Joshua Walters finds himself deep two-pointer. Doesn't go. It's long. And now get it boxed out was the Covenant Christian player by Josh Walters. He falls hard, and then Walters just chucks it off his foot, so it'll be Arrow's ball, but still down is this Covenant Christian player. I can't see a number on him just based on he's on the opposite corner here from our point of view.
Yeah, from what I saw, though, from that hit he took, that did not look pretty. Came down. I feel like this one you'd be more worried about concussion with if you saw his head hit the ground really hard there.
That was the Caleb Dykstra, the senior, one of the senior starters for Covenant Christian. So having to check in for him will be Simon Brummel. He'll sit and regather his thoughts. They'll check him out, of course. That'll be Sean Mandel, the Lowell athletic trainer, who will talk with him. Just a quick one, make sure he's okay, and then walks back to the other side of the court.
Yeah, I believe it was Joshua Walters and DeCavers that went for that rebound. Both went for it.
Walters was the one to get it, and he just chucked it up. He just outboxed Dykstra. Dykstra didn't see him coming because he was going, looking at the corner, and coming from the wing there was Walters, and he got to it first and just set himself up, and that's where Dykstra got taken out. He was running, and Walters just planted his feet first, and that's why he took that fall. As now 3:48 to play in the first half, DeCavers sets up to check in. Trailing by 15 to the Arrows here. It's 27-12, Covenant Christian. Hayes finds himself on the near corner with it. Drives down into fade territory. Doesn't get it to go. It's been Hayes and DeCavers taking most of these shots. Not enough of them have fallen to keep up with Covenant Christian's ball movement so far. As Mrozinski in coverage on Brummel. It's now Osterhaus pump fakes and gives it off to Kirkstra, whose two-pointer is off. This time he'll drive down and pass it out to Elzinga, who will take a three-pointer. It's short. Another offensive rebound. Two of them. Three of them now. Simon Brummel got his own miss after a putback. Elzinga from the baseline. It's a jumper. It misses short, and it's another Covenant Christian offensive rebound. And Kirkstra gets it back out at the near wing. Passes it down to Osterhaus down low, and he finally gets it to fall. That was a full minute and a half of possession just from offensive rebounds alone, and that's been the difference maker, as now foul called on Jaden Bylsma.
And coming in for the Arrows now is going to be number 24, Egan Bellinger. along with
number five, Nico Binns. He checks in for DeCavers, who finally gets his first break with 2:45 to play in the first half. Duran and Baker sets up at the logo with it after the inbound. Now goes to the far wing, passes it over to Josh Walters. Now on the near wing, Nico Binns with it. He works down to the top of the key, passes it to Ben Bannon. Bellinger finds himself with it on the far wing. Down low, Ben Bannon on a good find from Josh Walters, puts up a shot and gets it to go. 29-14, Simon Brummel pump fakes the three-pointer and takes too many with it. He'd taken the step, pump faked, and then stepped again, as it'll be a travel on Brummel. 29-14 with 2:14 to play. Duran and Baker walks up with it once again, gets down to the near wing. Screen set from Josh Walters and Ben Bannon. Double screen, three-pointer for Baker, doesn't fall off the right iron. And now Elzinga will run the floor here, drives down the 6'7" kid. A foul on Nico Binns. As that's his first, team's third. As now Bielsma gives it over to Elzinga, and now a hand straight up, good defensive play by Josh Walters on Oliver Cupier. As now Baker gives it over to Binns. And that foul by Binns on the last possession, not a surprise, as a 6'7" kid on one of the shorter kids of Lowell, Nico Binns, as now on the far wing, a step through move by Walters. His shot doesn't fall after a good pump fake and step through, though, as now sets up with it is Elzinga down at the block. The far block works his way into the middle of the paint. Gets an easy hook shot to fall. It's now 31-14, and you can see that's where they play through and expand out. They play in the paint so well. As now an easy layup for number 20, Duran and Baker gets his first shot to fall. Under a minute to go now. Elzinga takes it at the far wing. A kick out to Simon Brummel for three. Nothing but net. 16-34. A lead for Covenant Christian, as Duran and Baker takes it on the left side of the tip circle. Now works his way to the near wing on the right side. Over to Nico Binns, sets up right where Baker had just left, and works his way down to the free throw stripe. Josh Walters has it at the top of the key now. A handoff to Baker where Walters just was. And now sets up at the far wing with 17 to play. It's now Binns, top of the key for three. It's long. Elzinga gets another rebound. And a pass from Elzinga over to Diemter. And then another pass to Brummel. Not able to get a shot to fall. Gets into the paint, though. Gets another rebound from two putback shots. And he'll shoot two at the line with 0.5 seconds to play in this first half.
Yes, 34-16. Arrows down to the Covenant Christian Chargers currently, as Kyle said, with 0.5 seconds to play in this first half.
The first shot, front iron, takes a favorable bounce to the backboard and falls, making it 35-16. This to make it a 20-point game heading into the half. It falls. 0.5 seconds. They just got to put up a shot, and it will not get there. Duran and Baker tried to put it up. So ending the first half, it'll be 36-16. Arrows trail Covenant Christian. We'll be back after some halftime music.
Welcome back to Lowell High School Gym, as we have a matchup between the Lowell Red Arrows versus Covenant Christian Chargers. Arrows down 16-36 going into half. Gabe, what do you think Lowell's got to improve on here if they want a chance at coming back?
I think they got to get some more defensive rebounds. Covenant Christian seems to be getting all the offensive boards here, which is leading to all the points that they have. I also think that Lowell needs to be moving the ball better. They're putting up a lot of forced shots.
As with it now is Nick Osterhaus is stolen by Mrazinski. Mrazinski bringing it down the court as the Cavers has it with Lowell starting five out there. Mrazinski underneath, shot blocked after getting put up by Nick Osterhaus. Osterhaus is going to bring it down the floor now, covered by Thomas Hayes. He's going to get it to Ben Elzinger, puts up a layup, gets it to go uncontested. Was Ian Walters now, as Morgan DeCavers gets the inbound from Thomas Hayes, as DeCavers is going to look to slow it down. DeCavers calling plays, and he's going to pass it back and forth between him and Thomas Hayes. DeCavers gets it back now. He's at the logo, gets it over to Randon Baker. Morgan DeCavers underneath Thomas Hayes. No look, Randon Baker for deep, gets it to go. 38-19 with 7 minutes to play in this third quarter. DeCavers got it over to Randon Baker, and then Randon Baker wide open deep, not afraid to take him as Evan Pipe has it. He's going to get it to Ben Elzinger. Elzinger trapped on that left wing. He's going to give it over to the corner, putting a spin on DeCavers. Evan Pipe now trying to get it, stolen by Mrazinski again. He's got his second steal of this first minute and a half of the quarter. DeCavers has it. Now a little contested three by Thomas Hayes. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to Elzinger. Elzinger underneath. Shot off the backboard now as it's put up. And then Morgan DeCavers gets the rebound. 3-on-2 for the Arrows. Will Mrazinski underneath. Gets it out. Durandon Baker, same spot. Doesn't get this one to go. Rebound goes to Covenant Christian. And there's a whistle blown. Let's see what the foul is. Looks like the over-the-back foul from the Arrows. Ball contains with Ben Elzinger on this Covenant Christian basketball team as Evan Pipe gets the board. Evan Pipe covered tightly by DeCavers as he just gets up to half court now. Evan Pipe trying to make a move on DeCavers, maybe get a play going as he's going to get it over to Nick Osterhaus. Osterhaus almost stolen, and now with a little pump fake getting it underneath to Ben Elzinger. Elzinger, corner three for Jaden Bilsma, gets it to go.
Great ball movement for Covenant Christian. That's what's getting all the points for them today.
As it's 41-19 now, 5 minutes, 40 seconds to play in this third quarter. DeCavers with the basketball now after getting it from Thomas Hayes on the inbound. Gets a screen from Ian Walter. DeCavers going to do it himself. Puts it up, and one for DeCavers. 41-21, Arrows trying to claw back as DeCavers gets the and one. Now he's going to get a shot after going coast to coast for the Arrows. That foul was on Ben Elzinga, his first foul, team first. As the Cavers and one opportunity gets the three-point play, as it's 41-23, Lowell cutting into the deficit as Evan Pipe has it. I think Lowell definitely has a chance to come back in this game if they can get some defensive boards, as Covenant Christian is out-rebounding them by a lot right now.
Yeah, in the second half, I've noticed that Lowell's defense has got a lot more physical right now, and they're getting better on rebounds.
As rebound goes to Evan Pipe after shooting a three, goes it right back to himself, goes it underneath to Elzinga, the 6'7" forward, puts up a shot, and one opportunity now after the foul from Ian Walters.
That's what happens when you follow your missed shot there. Evan Pipe put it off the front iron, able to step up and grab it himself, and then finds Elzinga down low, able to get the and one opportunity.
As Joshua Walters checks in for Thomas Hayes, first shot is up and no good after and one cannot go. Lowell fighting for the rebound. They'll stay out of bounds though on Joshua Walters, as it's going to be Red Arrows basketball. The Cavers calling in for a play after getting one from his coach, as it's going to be Bilsma who's going to inbound it quickly, going up, blocked by Ian Walters. Durandon Baker bringing it down the court. Left corner to Mrazinski, dribbling around. He's going to get it to DeCavers, looking for the mid-range jumper. Spins, puts it up, blocked once again by Nick Osterhaus. And now bringing it down the court is going to be Bilsma. Bilsma trying to get the and one, doesn't get it as his shot falls 45-22 as Walters loses the ball now as it got passed to him and whistles blown, called dead.
Lowell Red Arrows are still forcing a lot of plays, forcing a lot of shots, which is causing easy turnovers for Covenant Christian.
Nico Ben's going to check in now for the Arrows. Morgan DeCaver is going to get a little bit of rest as Aiden Van Dyke has it in underneath the basket looking to inbound it. As the inbound goes to Ben Elzinga. As Evan Pipe gets it over to Elzinga, who tries to put up a three-point shot or doesn't even attempt it after the pump fake, getting it underneath to a big man off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Elzinga, putting up a shot. Doesn't get that one to go. Lowell finally gets a defensive board. Joshua Walters up to Mrazinski, makes a move through traffic. Duran and Baker, right wing. That's where he likes it. No good if it's off the front iron. Rebound goes to Caleb Dykstra. Dykstra coast to coast, puts it up. No good. Doesn't get it to go, but he does get the foul call from Duran and Baker. With 4 minutes in to play in this third quarter, Lowell is down 22-45. Shooting two is Caleb Dykstra now, as first shot is no good after bouncing off the front iron and off the backboard. Now checking in for the Chargers is going to be Simon Brummel.
He checked in for Nick Osterhaus, and the Arrows trying to avoid the sweep today. The freshman lost by 26. That was a final score of 47-21. And then Covenant Christian came back in the JV game. They were trailing 41-34. Ended up winning that one 47-46.
As underneath, Duran and Baker gets a mid-range jumper to go to slice into the lead. 22 is the lead for the Chargers over the Arrows. Over on the right wing is Aiden Van Dyke, covered by Will Mrazinski. Mrazinski punching the ball free, going out of bounds. Chargers retain possession of the basketball. As Caleb Dykstra has it. As Caleb Dykstra is going to get it over to Evan Pipe at the top, way deep in three-point territory. It's Pipe over the left wing, taking a shot, gets it to go after rattling around is Dykstra, the guard for the Chargers.
Great ball movement from Covenant Christian.
As now it's Will Mrazinski, who's going to bring it up just past half court after passing it around a little. Duran and Baker, pump fake. Nico Benz in the corner, almost losing it there. Nico Benz getting pushed around a little bit. They'll say it was a push on the Chargers. That was on Aiden Van Dyke. A little confusion now as they thought it was on, I believe they thought it was a travel on Nico Benz. It was actually a push by Aiden Van Dyke. 6 foot even player for the Chargers. Joshua Walters inbounds it to Duran and Baker, who's fouled right away. Over to Benz, puts up a shot, no good. They'll call it off as there was a foul on Duran and Baker. First on Caleb Dykstra, team third now. As rebound goes to Duran and Baker once again. As it is over now to Josh Walters after almost being stolen by Aiden Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Nico Benz, dribbling around on Pipe. He'll get it over to Will Mrazinski. And his man is guarding up very hard. Another foul on Aiden Van Dyke, his second now. He's got no points on the night. Team fourth. Lowell almost looking to get in the bonus here in the third quarter as there's 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the third. Lowell down 49-24. And they'll say a backcourt violation as Nico Benn gets it in the backcourt, but they'll say he took a step before going over. Now, Egan Bellinger, Morgan DeCavers, and Owen Newland are all going to check in for the Arrows. As it's going to be Evan Pipe who's going to bring it up for the Chargers. He's got it by the logo. He'll pass it over to Ben Elzinga. Elzinga left side, dribbling up on Joshua Walters. Blocked by Joshua Walters, but they'll call another foul. Walters asking about his foul. That's going to be his third foul already, as that puts Covenant Christian in the bonuses. There's five fouls on the Arrows, four fouls on the Chargers. As first shot is up and good by Ben Elzinga, who's leading the charge with 16 tonight.
I'm not sure that was a foul. From our angle, at least, it kind of looked like that was all ball.
I agree, but maybe got a hand around on the outside. His second shot by Elzinga is no good. Rebound goes to Joshua Walters. DeCaver's bringing it up the court quickly. Over right wing, Joshua Walters, the forward, takes the three. Rebound goes to Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker driving around. Now it's Morgan DeCaver's deep three. Doesn't get it to go after bouncing on the front area. Lowell getting some offensive rebounds. But this one, it'll go to Ben Elzinga. Bringing it up underneath. Blocked by Joshua Walters once again. Showing some emotion there. Getting excited as he blocked Elzinga. Biggest man on the court by far as he's going to check out now. Coming into the game is Lennon Kirkstra. With 2 minutes, 17 seconds to play in this third quarter. 50-24 is the score here in Lowell with the Chargers on top of the Arrows. It's Van Dyke bringing it up on Durandon Baker, sophomore. He'll get it over to Simon Brummo, who's a good three-point shooter. He'll get it over to another shooter as the shot is no good. Brummo almost takes a shot of his own as now it's going to be Van Dyke once again. Van Dyke gets a screen. Driving in, puts up a mid-range floater off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Walters, taking it right away from him. Van Dyke underneath, trying to get a pass as the Cavers has it now. Getting it underneath. Durandon Baker puts it up, almost blocked off the glass as he does get it to go. No foul called as the Arrows are down by 24, 50-26 being the score with 1 minute 38 seconds to play in the third. Bilsma, he's got it on the right wing. Bilsma guard on the Cavers. It's going to be Brummel now who's going to get it over to the right side. Van Dyke. Van Dyke dribbling on his man. That's Baker. Who's going to get it over in the corner? That's going to be Dykstra. Dykstra looking for a man. Intercepted by DeCavers as he's trying to go cross court. DeCavers trying to bring it coast to coast. Puts it up and is shot foul. As that puts Lowell in the bonus now. As the score is 50-26 with a minute 14 to play in this third quarter. Cavers going to the line to shoot two as he has 9 on the night. Currently also with 9 points is Durandon Baker. DeCaver's first shot is no good as it bounced around a little bit. Now checking in for the Chargers, Nathan Kirkstra for Caleb Dykstra. Kirkstra, 6'2" guard for the Chargers. They have a very big team. As Owen Newland also in the game now for the Arrows, as DeCaver's second shot is good, nothing but net, as it is 50-27. Chargers on top. DeCaver's breaks into double digits now with 10. As it's going to be Durandon Baker guarding Bilsma. As Bilsma is going to get it over to Aiden Van Dyke. Aiden Van Dyke over to Simon Brummel now. Jaden Bilsma has it once again as it's Kirkstra. Kirkstra underneath, puts up a little underneath shot, gets it to go as DeCavers bring it up quickly for the Arrows. Over to Owen Newland. DeCavers has it, driving underneath, one on two, gets his shot to fall after the tough bucket by DeCavers. As it's gonna go to Aiden Van Dyke. Aiden Van Dyke, Lowell's got him in a trap as he gets the pass away to Simon Brummel, gets it freely to Bilsma. Bilsma almost stolen by Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers dives, goes down hard as there's 21 seconds to play in this third quarter. 52-29 is the score here in Lowell as the Chargers lead. The Lowell Red Arrows is inbounding it. Is going to be Aiden Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it over to Simon Brummel. Brummel is going to try and pass it around. Lowell putting the Chargers in a little trap now. So it's Kirkstra dribbling up on Baker. Kirkstra driving underneath, stolen by Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker stumbling a little bit. He'll give it to DeCavers with 7 seconds left. Joshua Walters dribbling around, trying to drive underneath. Puts a mid-range jumper. Doesn't get it to go. And now it's going to be a half-court heave as time expires. Doesn't get it to go off the glass. Probably ran out of time anyway. So going into the fourth quarter, the score is 52 Chargers ahead of the Lowell Red Arrows now, as this would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors.
All right. We have Bernard's Ace Hardware and My Hometown Furnishings. Also, Culver's, King Milling Company, and Three Brothers Pizza. Thank you.
Thank you for sponsoring WRWW as the score is 52-29. Lowell's got a very, very big deficit if they want to have a chance to come back. Very unlikely as they are down by, as there's 8 minutes left. They are currently down
by 23. They got to pick up the pace. And it's just the first half struggles, not able to get a defensive rebound. They would give up in one of the possessions. I was told they gave up 9 offensive rebounds in one possession alone. They just couldn't get a defensive rebound. And the difference in that is not having Lucas Charbonneau too. He's one of the bigger guys on this Arrows team, and he's not dressed tonight. We're not sure why, but not playing today. Lucas Charbonneau making a bit of a difference, a notable difference in this one.
As Thomas Hayes has it, get it over to Mrazinski in the corner underneath. Ian Walters puts it up, tries to get it over. Ben Elsinger goes out of bounds. And they'll say Ian Walters, after getting the rebound, say out of bounds.
A block by Elsinger goes right back to Walters. Walters steps on the line, and it'll be Covenant ball.
As Elsinger gets the inbound to Pipe. Pipe bringing it up the court. Now is there 7.5 minutes to play in this basketball game. Will down by a lot currently as there's Ben Elsinger has it. Elsinger gets the shot, no good, as it's Morgan DeCavers bringing it up for the Arrows now. He's going to be double-teamed underneath. Tries to put up a shot, doesn't get it. Gets the foul call as lots of attention has been drawn to DeCavers tonight. As he has 12 leading the way for the Arrows. Foul on Kirkstra. As DeCavers goes to the line to shoot 2 free throws now. DeCavers' first shot is good. Make it 52-32. Lowell down by 22 with 7.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
DeCavers' second shot bounces off the front iron. And back the other way is number, who's it, number 32?
It's Bill's
number 32
now.
Yep.
As it's Nathan Kirkstra has it, puts up a shot, no good, rebound goes to the Chargers. It's going to be Tyler Gritters as his shot falls 54-30 as DeCavers brings it up. DeCavers almost thought about the three, good pass to Ian Walters, putting it up on his man, and one with a tough bucket was Ian Walters. 3-0 on Evan Pipe there as Ian Walters is going to get the in-one opportunity. Ian Walters' first shot is no good. That's the only shot. It was the in-one opportunity as Ben Elsinger gets it now on the left wing. He's going to be double-teamed getting it over to Evan Pipe. Now over on the right wing for 3. Nothing but net. Jaden Bilsma, the 5'10 guard for this Covenant Christian team. DeCavers has it now on the right wing. DeCavers dribbling around. He almost puts up a shot, gives it over to Thomas Hayes. Now it's Duran and Baker in the corner. Baker dribbling around on his man. He in the wing. He'll get it over to DeCavers. DeCavers calling for a screen, gets it underneath to Ian Walters. Walters puts up a shot. Hard foul, heard that one from all the way up here, so he'll go to the line to shoot 2 more.
Fouls on number 32, Ben Elsinger.
As Ian Walters' shot, first shot of 2 is going to be good, rolling just in the side the rim now. As Walters, his second shot is going to be also good now, making the rim or the net snap a little bit as Walters has 4 as it's Evan Pipe. Evan Pipe's going to be trapped by Mrazinski in the corner. Pipe trying to dribble, does a little between the legs action. Pipe, he's going to bring it up on the left wing. Now over to Nathan Kirkstra. Kirkstra gets it over to the big man, Elsinger. Elsinger tries to get it underneath. Now losing it is going to be Jaden Bilsma, guard, trying to put up a shot on DeCavers in the paint. Doesn't get it to go. DeCavers is going to bring it up quickly for the Arrows. Lowell down 57-34 with 6 minutes to play in this ball game. DeCavers dribbling around. He's in the left corner, close corners. DeCavers, he's going to go cross court. Will Mrazinski has no points on the night. Duran and Baker almost puts up a shot. Thomas Hayes pump faking, dribbling around underneath from the stripe, gets it over to Mrazinski. Mrazinski almost tries to get an off-ball screen as he gets hit hard, pushed back. Mrazinski dribbling around, gets it over to Cavers. Great pass work. Lowell's got to get up more shots, though. So Cavers has it right wing. Quick pass underneath Walters, gets his man to bite. Off the glass, no good. Rebound going almost to Thomas Hayes. Wanted the jump ball. Now it's Jaden Bilsma gets the rebound, takes it from Hayes. Evan Pipe has it. He's going to get it to Tyler Gritters, getting his first points. As Covenant Christian's going to have a new five men over there going to check in as just Nico Bins for the Arrows goes over. Pump faking the three is going to be Gritters. Gritters puts up a shot underneath. No good. Now block shot by Ian Walters on Bilsma. DeCavers bringing it up court. Durant and Baker one-on-one has to reset as a bad pass from DeCavers. He's dribbling ground. Looking for someone, gets it back over to DeCavers as there was an opener to Zinski across court. Didn't want to risk it as Egan Bellinger goes to check in now for the Arrows. As DeCavers dribbling around, spins on his man, steps back a little bit, loses his dribble. Now, Duran and Baker underneath puts up a shot. He's got 11 on the night now, 57-36 as DeCavers goes down as someone from the student section goes and helps him up. Went down a little hard there.
Looks like he just slipped and fell and hit his head when he was trying for the big hustle play.
As the Cavers is going to check out of the game now for Egan Bellinger. Also coming to the game is Nico Bins for Thomas Hayes. It's going to be Caleb Dykstra at the L for the Arrows now. Is Dykstra looking to get it in as low as full court press. Pass goes to Jane Van Dyke. Van Dyke dribbling around on Mrazinski. Mrazinski, very good defender, as tripping after DeCavers got sandwiched in between two players, not liking the call as the coaches or Mrazinski. As Caleb Dykstra looking to inbound the ball, he'll get it to Aiden Van Dyke after Mrazinski's second foul. Mrazinski has no points on the night currently, two fouls as Van Dyke has it. Van Dyke getting the pass away to the three-point shooter, Simon Brummel. Brummel, and that's going to go underneath after good passing to Osterhaus. Osterhaus underneath. Deemter gets the tough basket to fall as Duran and Baker is going to bring it up for the Arrows. As Baker's calling for a screen, Ian Walters calls it off as Egan Bellinger gets hard after setting a screen. It's going to be Nico Bins. Bins dribbling around, trying to cross up his man underneath. Almost puts up a mid-range jumper. It's Egan Bellinger. Gets it over to Will Mrazinski, holding it with his left hand as he is a lefty shooter. And they will say grabbed by Brummo was Ian Walters. They'll actually say that was on. Yeah, Brummel did grab Walters as Duran and Baker looking to inbound it now as there's 3 minutes 42 seconds to play in this ball game as Nico Bins puts up a catch and shoot three. No good after rattling on the rim for a second. Goes over to Nathan Kirkstra. As it's Luke Deemter with it now. As he's going to get it to the top of the key to the big man, Osterhaus. He'll get it back over to Van Dyke at the top of the key. Van Dyke dribbling it around. Gets it over in the left corner. Deemter. Deemter trying to do something with it as it's Dykstra. Dykstra dribbling around as he'll get it to Simon Brummel. Brummel, who's going to give it to a three-point shooter. Van Dyke puts up a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Covenant Christian. Little bounce pass to the corner covered by Nico Bins. That's Dykstra. Dykstra gets it underneath after going through the legs of Bins. Gets the shot to go. Is Simon Brummel. As four players going to check in now for the Arrows at their next chances. Duran and Baker has it.
That would be Chris Fitzpatrick, Spencer Spike, Will Smith, and Benjamin Bam.
As now it's going to be Duran and Baker gets the 2 points to go as he has 13 on the night. As Simon Brummel has it underneath, losing it. And they'll say he was pushed by Ian Walters. So Ian Walters real close to fouling out of this game.
Three fouls so far for him.
As four new subs for the Arrows coming to check into the game.
Covenant had Oliver Kuypier as one of their three that checked in as well. Tyler Gritter's another one.
As Ben Bannon almost blocks that shot off the backboard as Lowell thought it was going to go out of bounds. Covenant Christian, it ended up doing a little confusion down there as they weren't for sure as some fifth quarter players, that being Will Smith and Spencer Spike, sophomores, coming in for the Arrows. Spike has it now. He's at the top of the key dribbling around. It's going to be Chris Fitzpatrick with it. Smith, now the fifth quarter sophomore, gets it. Spencer Spike almost puts up a shot, doesn't. Chris Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick trying to make a move on his man, dribbling around. And they'll say blocking foul on
number 20, Landon Kirkstra. The brother of Nathan Kirkstra just checked in. In the bonus are the Arrows now, so Chris Fitzpatrick will go to the line.
As Fitzpatrick gets two shots as the score is 61-38. Fitzpatrick, his first shot, the lefty's first shot is good off the back iron. Fitzpatrick, number 10, gets the ball for his second shot. That is no good there as rebound goes to Covenant Christian. That's landing Kirkstra. Kirkstra is going to give it over to Deemter to bring it up slowly up the court. Now they're going to give it back to Gritters. Tyler Gritters, left side, left covered by Spike. That was Deemter. Deemter gets it underneath. Rebound goes to Chris Fitzpatrick now. Chris, the speedy Fitzpatrick, almost loses it. Tries to put up a shot as he was losing it. Doesn't get it to go, as now it's going to be Luke Deemter. He's going to get it left corner, covered by Fitzpatrick. That's Van Dyke. Van Dyke, top of the key with it is Kirkstra. Kirkstra putting it underneath, double-teamed. Pass intercepted by Will Smith, playing hard, as he'll get it over to Spencer Spike to bring it up the court for the Arrows. 1 minute to play in this ballgame. Spike spinning around, trying to do something with it, as he's going to be at the top of the key. Over to Egan Bellinger. Bellinger dribbling around. Ben Bannon puts up a corner three. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to Covenant Christian as there's 55 seconds as they could just waste this clock now. As Luke Deemter has the ball and is going to look to dribble out this game. It's going to be Landon Kirkstra stolen by Spencer Spike. Spike at the logo with 40 seconds. Underneath Ben Bannon spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Covenant Christian once again. Luke Deemter. Covenant Christian, lots to look forward to throughout the season. Very good rebounding team. Now putting it underneath, still playing some ball as the backups, as just dribbling around. Now underneath, he's going to put it in the corner. Puts up a shot, is no good. Out of bounds from Oliver Kuypier. Landon Kirkstra put up a shot with 17 seconds to play in this ball game. Will Smith going to give it to Spencer Spike maybe for one more shot. There's 14 seconds to play in this basketball game. Spencer Spike dribbling around. He's in deep three-point territory. He can't shoot. Will Smith thought about the shot. Doesn't do it. Ball tipped
three
away.
3 seconds left.
And so he'll give it to Chris Wigger with the deep three at the buzzer. Doesn't get it to go. And after tonight, after an interesting basketball game, the Covenant Christian Chargers are going to come out on top for your Lowell Red Arrows here in Lowell with the final score being 61-39.